appreciate the work that we're doing here on Standing for Truth, please hit that subscribe button, because we are just getting started.
I would say that the Christian wants to know two answers to be able to give the critic, because there's two areas that come up. One, if the critic knows anything about Scripture, they scoff at people living to 900 years old. Is there any evidence that people live to be these great ages?
Gosh, that is a great question, and one that, you know, quick backstory. The Lord really blessed me, I feel, personally, when I chose to humble myself under His word about 7 years ago and believe as a child, say, Lord, I'm willing to trust Your word as written. And it was only after I had that shift in my spirit that the Lord gave me really an avalanche of evidence through Noah's flood and dinosaurs that convinced me it was overwhelmingly true. And I went through, it was like being born again, you know, the 18-inch gap between my head and my heart got aligned like at a chiropractor, and it really made my faith much stronger than it is today. But that was like the core shift of my belief. But the frosting that I got on top of that was about 6 months ago when I ran into the long ages that Dr. John Sanford talks about how did these patriarchs live 912 years? Because that was a stumbling block for me as a teenager, going, I was asking my mom, like, the Bible's got to be some kind of a myth book because these guys are living 900 years old. And then Dr. John Sanford, a geneticist who invented the gene gun from Cornell University, absolutely nails it in his book called Genetic Entropy. I unpacked his science, his statistics, ran with that stuff myself, reanalyzed it all, and we absolutely know with certainty what happened with those long lifespans. It was a biological decay curve. You know, if you follow the Masoretic text exactly, you've got 1,656 years, give and take, between creation and the flood. So you've got Adam and Eve with a perfect print of human genome, and then the sin and fall and corruption starts taking over, and then they start gradually declining in lifespan, getting shorter and shorter and shorter, because Adam lived, I think, 930, and Methuselah, 969. The average of the lifespan of these pre-flood patriarchs, 912 years. Then you hit the flood about 1,700 years after creation, and the lifespans don't fall off of a shelf. They systematically and exponentially began declining over the next 1,000 years, following down what's called a power law curve. And you can throw polynomial or curvilinear regression at this, run the math, and it fits with what's called an R square of 95%, which is uncanny as a statistician. The likelihood of the model being built by chance is one chance in a quadrillion. So something's going on with these lifespans that perfectly fits an exponential power law decline, where they get off the boat after the flood, they 600 years long, they live 500 years, 400 years, 300 years, 200 years, and it starts going down all the way through the book of Genesis to the point where we have the lifespans today. And you can plot it out, and there's only one of these 23 data points that is slightly outside of what the model would predict. So it's absolutely a biological decay curve. And what happened is, if you take all of the human genome and bottleneck it down to just 8 people after the flood, inbreeding and mutations begin exponentially increasing, resulting in shorter and shorter lifespans after the flood. That didn't happen suddenly, but happened gradually. So talk about icing on the cake. It's amazing evidence. It completely substantiates the Bible. One more thing to say about that. I had to come face to face as a behavioral scientist who's testified in all these court cases before. I had to ask myself this question. Why in the world would some ancient sheep herder with a quill pen writing on animal skins want to make this stuff up about these long ages? Why would he be motivated to try to convince people 3,500 years ago that people were living hundreds and hundreds of years long? And the second question is, how could he have done that? Was this guy trained in exponential power curves? How did he perfectly fit these data along a systematically declining slope? He didn't know polynomial math. He didn't know the exponential decay curve. He didn't know power law regression. But somehow he's just recording these true historical lifespans, and you can't make this stuff up. It absolutely confirms the Bible as real history.
Wow, that was an incredible answer to a very common question, Dr. Biddle, a question I had on my mind as well when I first came to Christianity. And it truly is amazing that we are looking at, as you pointed out, a biological decay curve that's perfectly consistent with deleterious mutation accumulation that we have today. I typically like to point out we can take this point of most accumulating mutational load back to a point of least accumulating mutational load, and that would be a point of perfection, a point of Adam and Eve with no mutations. And I like how you pointed this out, Dan, to accuse the biblical authors of fabricating this story and making up these ages would be to accuse them of doing so with the advanced knowledge of mathematics and biology to invent this perfect biological decay curve. So
wow. Great answer. Yeah, we just did a video on this topic. It's on our YouTube channel. I think it's about 6 minutes long. But for those interested in that and all the math behind it, check out that video. I think it's called Long Ages of the Flood, something like that. Great.
I'll watch great that points. Video. Highly recommend. Matt, right. Did you have a couple comments?
Oh, absolutely. Longevity is a great topic of mine. One thing that I think you will find interesting is one of the leading geneticists on anti-aging is a guy by the name of Dr. Aubrey de Grey. Now, he's a secularist. He probably believes in evolution. I mean, I doubt he's a creationist. I would probably know. And he's actually said that we're trying to go back and with gene editing sequences have children being born with a better genome that we have by taking their mutations away. And when they ask him, what's the potential of the human beings being alive? He said, oh, there's somebody alive today that has the potential to live for about 1,000 years. And What are the odds that he picked the exact age and date of the scriptural people being born with perfect genome, matching 1,000 years?
That's fantastic.